listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to Powell County High School and the Bill Orme Court, as they call it here. The facility is named after a gentleman who was apparently the first coach here, and that goes back well beyond my time. And really, when you talk to people over here, you find a couple of people say, yeah, he was the first, but a lot of people just really don't remember the gentleman after whom the gym has been named. But if they had named it after him at the time, this would be the Dave Fraley Gymnasium, I think. He was the guy who really put Powell County basketball on the map, I guess, although there was a player named, I think his name was Norman White, who was a tremendous scorer back in the day, one of the all-time leading scorers in the history of Kentucky basketball. And anyway, we're glad to have you here in Montgomery County and Powell County tonight. And Clark Howell is joining us. Clark, good evening.
Hey, good evening.
Glad to have you with us. We planned on doing this for a while. You've done a game, but it's been a while.
It's been a long time. Yeah. It was probably back when I was in school, back in the mid to late aughts.
Hey, you and your brother, Troy, is your deal up and running again? Will we be seeing the top 25 through KSR?
Yes, sir. Week one released yesterday, so we've got that off and going again. We've been doing the top 25. He and I have been doing it just personally for about 20-plus years.
Oh, goodness.
Doing it for Kentucky Sports Radio for the last maybe 3 years, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Who's number one?
Number one right now is Great Crossing.
I've heard a lot about that. We may get a chance to see them coming up this weekend, and certainly that tournament, the Billy Hicks tournament, I don't know, it's going to be very odd with Coach Hicks passing away this past Sunday evening. That tournament named after him is going to be played this week, and the Indians are going to be there. We will be there coming up tomorrow night for the Indians' first game against Ballard. So that'll be kind of surreal. What's special about Great Crossing?
Well, Malachi Marino, people have probably heard of, probably the top junior in the state. I think they said he's grown to 7'1" this year. Long, just a force inside, but they've also got some good guard play, good shooting. They're just an all-around strong team.
Very good. Here in the junior varsity game, Powell County won 57-48, very physical game. Earlier, the freshmen played, and Montgomery County's freshmen won 80-39 over Powell County. So the teams are out warming up right now. We'll come back as our pregame show continues here on WMST. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Welcome back here to Powell County High School, just outside of Stanton. The gymnasium here, of course, they built this gym. Dave Fraley came here back around 1970, and the old gym, let me tell you, playing in the old Powell County Gymnasium, you talk about a tough one, because it was a real cracker box, and the noise in that facility. With the radio equipment at the time, I did one game there. We used to try to do games from around the area, and we never did another Powell County game. We did some Powell County games, but never again when they were playing at home, Clark. It was too noisy. You could not hear yourself think with headsets on or whatever. I mean, the noise was just—it's pretty loud in here tonight, even with the crowd that we have.
It is, yeah. I mean, we got the pep band rocking, which I love pep bands. I think that makes high school basketball, the atmosphere, so much better. It just brings that life and that energy. And I got the cheerleaders right in front of us, so good feeling for a high school basketball game.
Yeah, and Montgomery County has a pretty nice crowd across the way, really, for a road game on a Tuesday night. We can pick out most of the Montgomery County fans that are here, and we're glad that you have joined us. Indians are 2-0 coming in, coming off a win over Jeff Taylor's Trinity Christian squad on Friday night. I don't know, did you get a chance to see that game?
No, I didn't make it to that one.
Well, and Montgomery County, according to Coach Mays, played much better again against an opponent that's it's a private school, but Jeff Taylor will, you know, he's kind of volunteering really at that school. They did not have a coach, and his wife, I think, is an instructor there, and that's how he became involved. And he has the ability as an attorney, time-wise, to help with the program. So he's just kind of taking it over, and they are off to a 2-1 start. And they have the two teams they have beaten maybe are not real competitive teams, but they won easily, even though they lost easily to the Indians on Friday night. Powell County is 0-3. They lost to Augusta in a game that was played at Nicholas County, but you know, Jason Henson's back at Augusta again, and I don't know, there's sometimes a coach just fits in at a place, and he does so well there.
He absolutely does. A school that size with, you know, what seem would think limited resources, it's amazing the way he brings a competitive product, it seems like, year in and year out for such a small school.
Now Powell County at 0-3, the last time these two teams played, they played twice last year, and Montgomery County won both of those meetings. But, hey, the series, Montgomery County has won the last 11 games they played, going all the way back to 2003. The last time Powell County won was 70-57 in 2003. And the Indians since then have won in most of the games. They've been relatively close. Last year, the Indians won 86-73 in the game played at Mount Sterling. And in that game, Dawson Gentry had 33 points. I mean, that's his career high. He lit it up that night. The previous meeting was 59-54 over here last year, with Montgomery County getting the win, of course. And they have played now since back in 2018. They did not play. Have a game in 2020, but they did play in that season, so they with the 2021, 19, 18, 19, but in the pandemic year, they did get a year off. This Montgomery County team is, I think, when you look at what they're going to do better tonight, I know Coach Mays, he's really pressing his defense because he feels like that at first his defense was ahead of his offense. Now the offense is kind of catching up, and he's been working on the offensive unit a lot. But more than anything, Clark, this team needs depth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we know all five starters are capable of scoring double figures every game. That's one of the things I want to look for, see if somebody off the bench is able to step up and have an impact today and work up some more minutes into the rotation.
Isaiah Rallett did have 7 threes in the game, the junior varsity game on Friday night against Trinity Christian. He's a player who in the future I think is certainly going to be a big factor in this program, but right now really very thin. He's about 6'3", so he's going to have enough size, but he needs to really gain some strength. But we have seen, I mean, Luke Fawns is still, when you look at him out there, he's very slender, but wow, we can tell his strength difference, can't we?
He has grown up so much in the last 2 years. I mean, I remember when I came out for the first game of the year, I looked and I'm like, is that him? Am I seeing the right person here? He's definitely gotten a lot thicker. I'm sure there's a lot more room for growth in him, but yeah, I think you can definitely see the work that he's put in over the last year or so in improving his body.
Yeah, team's warming up right now as we get ready. This Powell County team is led by Bryson Edwards. He's a sophomore at 6 feet, but has opened up the season averaging 19.3 points a game after three contests. This team has not shot the three ball very well, 15 of 54 through three games, under 28%. And Edwards himself has made 4 threes. Jack Rose has made 4, and that's the most three-pointers that they have made. So they don't really have that player, at least it appears, that is going to be a big-time three-point shooter. But in Cameron Delisario, the guard, they have a 5'9 senior who is very adept, I think, at running a team and trying to get them into offense. Montgomery County has been really pleased early on, the coaching staff, with the performance so far by Ethan Dunn, a newcomer to the program who came over from Bryan Station, had not been a point guard before, but boy, sure is starting to look like a point guard.
Yeah, he is, and you can see that in that he has to develop some decision-making as a point guard, but he definitely has the ability with the ball in his hands to create and make good things happen for his team. So, I think you'll see him continue to get better and better over the year.
Clock is winding down. We're just a couple of minutes away from getting the national anthem, the introduction of our starting lineups here at the Powell County Gym in Stanton tonight. And I don't know if over the course of the evening we may get Clark to give us his football bowl predictions. Now, I don't know if we can do that or not, but the bowl pairings, I think, are pretty much set now, and we may try to do that from time to time. So I'm giving him advance warning so he can think about it. Hey, we'll be back and get the anthem and the starting lineups. Be ready to get this Montgomery County Powell County matchup underway tonight here in Stanton right after we step out a couple of minutes. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
You think ball games have got a little bit out of hand? We've got the coming up on December the 16th. The Avocados from Mexico Cure Bowl will be played with Miami of Ohio taking on Appalachian State down in Orlando, Florida. And they're playing it in the FBC Mortgage Stadium. Now, I don't know. If you got a ticket, maybe they pay your mortgage off when you walk through. I mean, well, the naming of ball games has gotten kind of crazy, hasn't it, Clark?
It is absolutely insane. I mean, both the names and how many there are these days, just it's impossible to keep up.
Hey, the crowd right now is being called to its feet by our public address announcer, and their big American flag out in the middle of the floor gets rolled down. And, boy, it's beautiful. I love it when you have that in an arena. And we'll invite you to pause with us right now for the playing of our national anthem here at Powell County. They're reading an announcement that they give before the games here at Powell County. And appear about ready. Indians dressed in blue with white numerals trimmed in red. Powell County in white with black or red numerals trimmed in black. Here's the Powell County Pep Band with our anthem. One thing bad is you have to roll the flag back up, and then you don't have the flag out. But we'll get the introductions of our starting lineups right now. And for the Indians, they'll open up with Brecken Decker listed as a guard. And Decker his ball handling has gotten really good. His 6'2 senior. They also list Luke Bonds as a guard. And Luke, of course, is 6'7 and only a sophomore. They list him at 196 now. Ethan Dunn, a 5'10", 175-pound junior. And joining those guys in the starting lineup, Dawson Gentry, a 6'3", sophomore. And then Tyce Jarvis, a 6'5", freshman who has been playing well. Pirates are going to be introduced, and they have turned off the lights on us here at the arena tonight to introduce the starting lineups. And when they do that, I can't see anything. I do looking over for the flashlight here so I can give you these guys. Bryson Edwards, a 6-foot sophomore, and Cameron Del Rosario, a 5'9 senior. Edwards is a 6-foot sophomore. Jack Rose, a 6'2 senior. Brayden Brandenburg, a 6'3 senior, in the starting lineup, along with Aiden Larrison, a 6-foot junior. Those are the starting lineups for the game. And here we go with Montgomery County moving right to left on your dial here this opening half of play. Jarvis is into jump center. At 6'5", he'll be jumping against Brandenburg, 6'3 senior. Brandenburg, very strong physical player, tip controlled by Powell County. And the Pirates move off to the left and out of the left corner. A little ball fake and up with a jump shot that says no good. And the rebound by Jarvis off that miss by Jack Rose. And as we get near midcourt, we get a whistle and a foul that will go against Powell County. And that's going to be against Rose. So a quick foul on the Pirates, 7:50 to play here. And Powell County defensively is going to be man-to-man. Larrison is going to guard Brandenburg, who dribbles off in the right corner, keeps the dribble, but circles back out front. Here's Fawn setting a high screen, and Dunn trying to use it, and it gets called for palming the basketball. So the Indians turn it over. We may see a few of those tonight. We play a half minute. Powell County gets the ball back. Here's Dylan Carter. And Carter drives for the bucket, goes all the way in, dumps a pass off to Rose. It goes out of bounds, tipped out by Dawson Gentry. It'll be played underneath the Powell County basket.
I think he had a layup there if he would have gone up. He tried to pass it underneath, but gave away an open shot.
Rose gets the ball in to Edwards, who's in the right corner. Now driving for the basket as Rose puts it up. No good, but a whistle. And the outside official makes that call with an official standing right on the play. The foul is going to be on Jarvis, and that'll be his first. And Rose will go to the line to shoot two free throws. You know, Powell County once shot, what was it? Was it like 80 free throws against Shawnee in here one night? Some phenomenal number. I should remember that one. Rose missed the second free throw, and the rebound taken by Breckendecker. Powell County with a 1-0 lead. Here's Gentry. He's going to fire a three right side. No good. Rebound is corralled by Carter. Headed the other way. Powell County down under the basket, spinning, and Brandenburg puts it up and kissed it off the glass on the right side. Nice little spin move by Brandenburg. It's 3-0. Here's Decker deep in the right corner. Here's Dunn. Dunn wants to drive on Larrison. Sends it back outside, and it's taken away by Brandenburg. Indians turn it over. Long pass down on that left side to Carter. Carter dribbles back out front. Jarvis guarding him. Jarvis with a height advantage, and Jarvis pretty quick, but only a freshman. They double. Rose, baseline Larrison, feeds it inside. Ball knocked away, taken away by Decker. Brecken will bring it himself. Takes it down the middle, stops, top of the key. Gives off to Dunn. Jason Mays is up and giving his team encouragement offensively. Here's Fawns. Backs up and launches a three that's short. And the rebound is tipped over. And coming up with the basketball is Edwards. So the Indians miss a couple of threes they've taken early. And going down, shot missed. Fawns with the rebound off that miss by Rose. Quickly down. Dunn will fire a three. It's no good. Rose the rebound. So the Indians are putting up threes and missing them, and down the other end, laying it up and in is Carter, and the Indians are going to take a quick timeout. Powell County has opened up a 5-0 lead with 5:51 to play here in the opening quarter of play, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
And he has had the ball coming away from the early timeout by Coach Jason Mays. Here's Dunn working on the right side of the dribble. Gives to Decker. Decker drives on the baseline, feeds it out to Fawns, who goes up in the lane and flips it in. Easy shot for Fawns. Once he got that ball, Decker set him up nicely. Indians are finally on the board. A couple of minutes in, it's 5-2.
I have a feeling Coach Mays told them they better get to the basket this time after settling for outside shots those first three possessions.
Carter, Brandenburg, sends a pass on the inside, and it's put up and in. Brandenburg made a great pass to Bryson Edwards, who laid it in. 7-2. Here's Dunn, driving for the Indians, and he's going to be held. Foul is going to go against Aiden Larrison. Pirates, I don't... Now, Alan Martin, the coach here, who has been on the job here for a couple of seasons. Indians going to inbound. They send the ball into Jarvis. Hands it off to Dunn. Dunn driving, being held by Larrison. Spins, puts up a short jumper. Good. I love the way he handled the contact there and made the basket. Didn't let it bother him. 7-4. Pirates the lead in the ball. Down across the timeline comes Carter. Rose, top of the key. Wants to drive on Jarvis, but Jarvis... he keeps the dribble, still has it. Now he pulls up and looks for help, sends it back outside, spinning and weaving into the lane. The ball knocked away. Ball back on the outside to Carter. Carter goes for the basket, flips it up, no good. Rebound is back up, no good. A foul on Decker that will send Edwards to the line.
Pirates are really attacking the basket. They're every possession, getting in the paint, getting layups, getting offensive rebounds, and putting the pressure on the Indian defense.
Here is Edwards at the line shooting a pair, trying to extend this three-point lead, puts it up and in, and he's averaging 19 a game. Where's number four? They list him at 6 feet. I'd say he's just a little bit taller than that, maybe.
Yeah, he's a strong player.
Free throw is no good this time, and the rebound taken by Jarvis. So the lead is 4 at 8-4. Quickly down left corner, and Gentry moves around the defender, sends it back on the outside. Fawns a wide open 3, good on that right wing. Nice ball movement by the Indians after Gentry moved along the baseline, got it done in the corner, quick outlet to Fawns. He was standing wide open here. Carter with the ball, hands to Rose, and Jarvis is holding him. And that'll be number 2 on Tyce Jarvis. And Coach Jason Mays will go down his bench and see what he's going to do here. That's going to bring Cole Rose into the game. Rose, the sophomore, will come in for Jarvis early here with 4 minutes gone in the game. Now Rose, though, a pretty good matchup inside for Brandenburg because of his strength. Here is Carter driving to the basket. Dunn knocks the ball away. And then laying down on the baseline is Cole Rose. It'll be Powell County's ball underneath the Pirate basket down off to our right.
Good help defense from Dunn crashing in and forcing that out of bounds.
There's an entry pass to Larrison. Hands over to Brandenburg out of the perimeter. Now he drives for the basket against Rose. Blocked by Decker out of bounds. Decker came over to help out and made the good defensive play. Powell kind of gets the ball back.
Yeah, very strong defensive possession there by Decker.
Brandenburg will inbound the ball. Indians are really overplaying, and there's a foul on Fawns. That'll be Luke's first, team foul number 4. Powell County will inbound. Pass comes out deep. Rose working against Fawns. Rose backs away. Wants to come on the drive. Goes through the lane, puts it up, and no good. And Fawns with good defense, and he gets the rebound. Quickly, Fawns goes down, lifts it up, no good, and a lot of pressure, a lot of contact. Powell County got the rebound, and Brandenburg fell out of bounds.
Maybe a little makeup call there. I think a little contact on that rebound as well. So Indians keep the ball underneath.
Yeah, Fawns definitely took a lot of contact going up for that shot. Dunn to get it in. Sends it out deep to Fawns. Fawns looking. He comes on the drive. Now hands it to Decker. Decker down in the paint. Backs up. Fires a 16-footer. Good. Brecken Decker creating his own shot there. The Indians have their first lead of the game at 9-8 with 3:10 to play here in the opening quarter. Gentry meeting Carter. She comes across the timeline. Rose takes it on the left wing. Rose trying to work on Fawns, and the Indians, we get another palming call. Same official has made one each way, so the Indians get the ball with a 9-8 lead. Five coming down with Dunn. Left side. Again, man-to-man defense all the way so far by both teams. Gentry trying to create some space. Sends it over to Fawns. Left wing three is in and out. Going under for the rebound is Decker. And then as he comes down, I think the whistle blew. He got called for a walk before he came down with the ball. But turnover on the Indians. Fawns shot looked good, but didn't go down. Carter looking things over. Gets the ball at a high post to Rose. Puts it on the deck, goes for the basket. Missed the shot. Fawns, good timing. Gets the rebound. Heads the other way. Long pass down to Rose, who lays it up and in. Rose picking up an easy two there. And a nice pass ahead by Luke Fawns. 2:08 to go here in the opening quarter. It is with 11-8 lead. Now Montgomery County is in his zone, I believe. Like a 1-3-1 with Dunn on the back line, Decker on the point. Brandenburg gets open for a three, and it's no good. Rebound is tipped and tipped out, and Decker comes up with it. And as they head out of there, we'll get a foul that'll go against Larrison. And Larrison has picked up his second foul.
Yeah, the 1-3-1 zone opens up little shots from the elbow there, three-point line, but good closeout and good rebounding by the Indians out of the zone.
Daylan Williams, D-A-Y-L-A-N, a 5'8 senior, has come into the game for Larrison, guarding Dunn right now. Now we get a whistle, and foul is going to go against Gentry. So the Indians have five fouls. Here is, again, the 1-3-1 zone. Carter hands it off to a little Williams, who's on the right wing, to Brandenburg, top of the key. And now it goes inside to Williams, down the lane, floater up, no good. He gets his own rebound, and then the ball gets deflected out of bounds. Powell County will play it. Williams, a little guy, but the ball came right back down to him. Here's the entry pass, and Brandenburg broke open around Rose, laid it up and in.
Yeah, just fell asleep down there right under the basket. And
11-10. That's his second field goal. I think he may have been trying to react to what Coach Mays was saying. Here's Fawns driving for the basket, stops down the baseline, and forces up a shot under a lot of duress. Thought he would be fouled, didn't go down, didn't get the foul called. Rose with a rebound. Shoot. Ton of contact, and now running through the lane and taking the pass from Williams, laying it up and in is Carter with his second field goal. And Powell County's back into the lead. Dunn down the lane. Lost the ball, but picks it up. Out to Fawns. He fires a three. It's no good. Rebound, though, taken by Rose. Indians get it back. Decker. Decker drives through the lane, trying to get a shot up. They get a jump ball called, and it'll be Montgomery County's basketball.
Yeah, strong drive there by Decker, but very good defense getting the hand on the ball and stopping that drive.
Fawns comes out of the game, is replaced by Dane Clutie, the junior. We're going to get a timeout taken by Montgomery County Indians. Second time out of the game. 30 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. Powell County with a one-point lead, 12-11, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Have the ball underneath their own basket, down by a point with 30 seconds to play here in the opening quarter of action. Dunn looks to get it in, has to hurry, didn't get it in. Defensive pressure by the Pirates. This is a quick Powell County team. I mean, they have quickness really pretty much at every position. Brandenburg, their biggest guy, he's got some quickness to him. Now driving down through the lane and missing the driving layup is Edwards. Dunn, the rebound, races the other way. Off to Gentry, back out to... Oh, no. Traveling violation on Decker.
Thought he had a nice ball fake there.
Oh, boy. sometimes you can't do certain things certain places. 10 seconds to go. And the possession arrow rests with Powell County. They got a 2-for-1. Clock down to 4. They got to hurry. Carter just has to fire a long 3 up. It's no good. And Clooney gets a rebound, and the quarter has come to an end. But it's Powell County with the lead, 12-11 here after a quarter of play. We'll be back at Powell County in just 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in, and...
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Turnovers in that first quarter, Montgomery County 6 and Powell County 3, certainly a factor in the game. But the Indians, they made only one of 6 3-point shots. They hit four of six when they took the ball inside that 3-point arc. Pirates with the basketball, they come at it with a double team, dribbling around outside Edwards, and now Williams goes down the lane, and we get a whistle. Ethan Dunn gets his first. Indians' sixth foul. Two shots are coming for Williams. Little guy, 5'8 senior, coming off the bench. Free throw is in and out. Indians out rebound of the Pirates 11-8 there in the first quarter. And they'll definitely need to keep that up. Williams, a lefty, launches this one and gets it. He's in the scorebook. Fifth Pirate to score. They've got 13 on the board and a 2-point lead as Dunn brings it down. Works left quadrant, goes down right side of the lane. Clooney set up for a three. No good. Rebound, Decker goes and gets it and then heads back outside. Decker looking for someone and almost thrown into backcourt. Indians trying to save it but couldn't. And then they get a foul. And that's going to be on Dunn, and that'll be his second.
Yeah, strong rebound in there by Decker, but then kind of threw a wild pass, and they couldn't salvage it.
So now Dunn will leave. Jarvis will come back in with playing with two fouls. That means Decker will probably handle the ball. Here is Williams working against Clutie. Can't shake him. Gives to Rose, who's wide open for a three, and it's good. Jack Rose got wide open for a three, and it's 16-11. And now we get Gentry bringing the ball down. Gentry's being guarded by Rose. Gentry dribbling out near the timeline. Decker comes to get it. Decker takes it to the free throw line. Cut off, hands to Jarvis. Jarvis spins and weaves, and he dribbled into a double team and gave it up on a turnover. Powell gets it back, leading by five. Under seven to play here in the first half. Here is Rose getting wide open for another three, and this one doesn't go, and Jarvis is up high for the rebound, and he gets fouled. That'll be on Williams.
It's two straight possessions. The Indians have double-teamed up at the top of the key and left a wide-open shooter.
Decker brings it across the timeline, hands to Rose at a high post. Rose looking for somebody to come get it. Now, here's Gentry. Gentry tries to go for the basket, and we get a foul. It's going to go against Brayden Brandenburg. Gets his first foul. Five team fouls. Gentry off the screen, gives to Decker, makes a move, takes it down the lane, and he's fouled by Brandenburg. Brandenburg reaching in, and now Brandenburg has his second foul. Brandenburg's going to come out of the game, and Dalton Humble, a 5'10 senior, comes in. Here is Decker looking to get it in. Sends it out to Gentry. Gentry dribbles. Off to Cole Rose, who gets it blocked from behind and rebounded by Powell County. They come down. His shot is up and laid in by Dylan Carter. And it's 18-11. So Powell County led early, 5-0, 7-2. Now we get a foul out front on Powell County. And the foul is going to be on Carter. And we've got 6:03 to go. And the fouls are beginning to pile up in this game. Rose comes out of the game. Pawns is back in. Here is Gentry. Gentry looking over the defense. And wants to drive, goes in for the basket, flips it up and in with a left hand on the right side. Boy, he's so good with that left hand.
Tough drive right there. Very, very good job being aggressive, getting to the basket.
His first two, 18-13. Rose down the lane. There's a walk that got kind of got away with, and then down the lane, putting it up and in is Edwards. He's got five, 20-13. Decker the other way, steps around, goes up in the lane, missed his shot, hits the deck. Rebound knocked loose. Clutie battling for it. Powell County picks it up. Down the other way, and we get a foul on Fawns as Rose went up for the layup. Fawns has his second. Rose will shoot two.
The Pirates are getting to the basket at will. Pretty much every possession, they're able to get inside and get layups or get fouled or put pressure on the Indian defense.
Free throw is no good. Well, the Indians will have nobody left at the end of this game. Decker's going to come out and get a breather, but he doesn't have two fouls yet. But now Clutie comes out. Rowlett has checked in. Dunn has come back in. 5:22 to play here in this opening half. Free throw is no good, and Jarvis goes up and picks off that rebound. Stays 20-13. Jarvis behind the back dribble goes up for a three. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Rose. First shot Jarvis has had in the game. Here is Calcane with the ball out front. They go down inside, and Williams, a little flip shot, is no good. Rebound in there and forcing a shot up, and no good. And rebound again by Williams, no good. They battle for it. It goes out of bounds back to Powell County. That was Humble. He and Williams, the Indians had size in there, but just couldn't come up with the ball.
Pirates are just outworking them. I mean, 5'9 Williams going up over the bigger players, and they just can't stop him inside.
Williams around Jarvis, and he laid it in. Daylon Williams with the lay-in. Powell County, they got a lot of confidence right now. Here's Gentry, hands it back to Dunn. He fires a three good. Ethan Dunn with five, and the Indians really needed that. They're down by six. Hate to see that lead go to double figures. Now Rose goes for the basket over Jarvis. Missed a shot. Dunn the rebound. Indians trying to run. Dunn all the way down. Blocked out of bounds by Carter. And I don't know. Dunn went up pretty good on that one, but get away with a little contact. Here is Dunn. Hands it off to Jarvis down under the basket. Little flip shot goes in for him. Nice entry pass, and Jarvis made a good move to the basket on the entry down the baseline. Here driving for the basket, flipping the shot up and in. Working. That was Dylan Carter. Back to a six-point lead, 24-18. Dunn. Dribbling around, sends a pass over to Jarvis, who fires a three good. So Jarvis has the last 5 points, 24-21. Down inside, shot is missed by Williams this time. Vaughn's with a rebound. He comes out of there with it. Gets to Jarvis, ahead to Gentry, drives the baseline. Back outside, rallied for a three. Oh, it bounced off. It was dead on. We had the angle on that one, just left it a little bit short. And Carter with a rebound for the Pirates. So 3:24 left to play here in the opening half. It's Powell County with a 24-21 lead. Way out near the timeline, Rose gives it up to Carter. Carter looking. Now Rose does a little curl pattern and launches a three good. Rose's second three, back to a six-point advantage. Dunn, Jarvis. Long three, top of the key, good. Jarvis matches. Jarvis has the hot hand right now. Indians want to keep feeding him, and Powell County's going to take a timeout. Timeout with 2:52 left here in the opening half of play. Pirates lead by three. We're back in just a minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Powell County with the basketball, and here's Rose going for the basket. And boy, put it in. Rose is really playing well. He's got 9 points here in the first half, and it's a five-point game, 29-27. Powell County's Connor Morgeson is in the game. There's a three up and good by Fawns. His second three-point shot, and the Indians are back within two at 29-27. Those threes will close the gap in a hurry. Here's a back cut. Decker knocked the ball away, but Rose got it back. Now Rose wants to drive on Decker. Pushes off with that left arm. Goes for the basket and missed a shot at Decker with a rebound. Great defense by Decker. Decker all the way down. His reverse layup, no good. Fawns or Jarvis puts it up and in and gets fouled. That foul is on Morgeson. And boy, Jarvis, what a run he has had as he goes to the line, trying to complete the three-point play right here that can give Montgomery County its first lead of the game.
Yeah, impressive athleticism and body control. Kind of got undercut as he got that rebound and put back.
Free throw is no good. The rebound is tipped out, and coming up with it is Ramsey. So we're tied, and there's a three up, no good by Rose. Jarvis with the rebound. Rose really shot that one quick. Here is Rallet out of the right corner. His three is good. Rallet for a three. You're going to hear a lot of that in the next 4 years, folks. He's as good a pure shooter. I mean, I hate to make comparisons. There's a guy in Mason County, and I'd compare him with that guy. Here's a three on the other one, and it's up and good by Edwards out of the left corner. 32-32. The threes are raining down here right now. Minute 10 to go in the half.
Pace has really picked up with some shots being made and some energy from both sides.
Decker, right corner, back out to Fawns. He's open for a three. Good. Fawns has hit back-to-back threes. The Indians are back ahead, 35-32. Here is Carter, one to drive, gives it up. The Indians a double. That means Rose has it, but he can't get a shot away. Outside, there's a three that's put up no good by Powell County. Missed, and the rebound by Jarvis off that miss that time by Edwards. And then going for the basket, Jarvis missed it. Tip is no good. Dunn gets it back. Rallied a three, no good. Rebound tipped around. The Indians got a hand on it. But Powell County gets it and goes down and laying it up and in. Under some pressure is Edwards. And it's 35-34. The Indians with the lead. Here's Decker. 7 seconds to go. Dunn drives for the basket. Stops off to Fawns, who got hammered pretty hard. And I don't know if Ramsey's on the football team, but that was a good block right there.
Nice little hip check.
Fawns is going to shoot. So Fawns goes to the line with 4 seconds to play in the half. Luke will shoot two. Fawns, double figures here in this first half. And the free throw rattles around and stays in. Indians can equal their biggest lead right here with 4 seconds to go in the half. Montgomery County will have the possession error to begin the second half, and Fawns makes another free throw. 37-34, and from well beyond midcourt, the shot is off mark by Carter, and we've come to the end of the opening half. Indians have battled back. Montgomery County trailing by 7 points on a number of occasions here in this first half, but able to rally, and they lead it right now, 37-34. We'll be back and check all of the scoring and stats, and our halftime show begins in 90 seconds.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Back here at Powell County, Dan Manley along with Clark Howell tonight, and 27 shots between the two teams in the first quarter, 36 field goal attempts in the second quarter. That's a 33% ramp up of, that's not a lot of follow shots around the basket so much as it is guys putting it up from the outside.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming down and taking relatively quick threes. I think the Indians' shots at toward the end of the second quarter were better. A little bit of driving or a little bit of more open looks instead of rush threes. But those are teams that are ready to shoot the ball. And, you know, for Powell County, I think you saw Rose a couple times kind of have that look in his eye. He's going to shoot it no matter what. So But the pace picked up, but also I think the shooting picked up as well. So I got to see a little bit more scoring, it felt like.
Yeah. Defense, Montgomery County toyed with a little zone there in the second quarter. I know that Coach Mays does like to play multiple defense. I think you've got to be I think oftentimes at the high school level, coaches sometimes get caught up in just saying, no, we're playing this, and usually it'll be a man-to-man. They say, no, we're not going to go away from it. But you've got to have that ability to play zone if you can get your team to play aggressive, don't you?
Yeah, and I've always liked a 1-3-1 zone because that's a zone that you can be aggressive with. You know, the 2-3, most of the time you think of teams kind of falling back into that. But, you know, I like seeing it gives you opportunities for traps. Now they've got to get better at rotations. They got to do a better job of getting back on defense when they're in that zone. You can't just go to your spot. You got to get to the paint first. Gave up some drives early, but I think, you know, that's one of those things. We'll see the defense improve as the year goes along. I think they've still got a long way to go, but we can see potential from the guys they've got on the court.
Turnovers, 8-3 in that first. Montgomery County with 8 turnovers. Powell County only 3 turnovers in that quarter. And, you know, I don't think the Indians were playing passive defense, but they just didn't do a very good job of hanging with their players, did they?
No, I mean, they didn't. And I think a lot of that was just, you know, if they had a double team or a switch, they weren't following through with the rest of that help defense, and it gave up a lot of easy drives.
We'll check the individual scoring for you. For Powell County, they're led by their leading scorer, Bryson Edwards, with 10 points, and he had 7 of those kind of late in that first half. So Edwards, a sophomore, with 10. He averages 19 a game. Jack Rose with 9 points. Rose had 8 of his 9 in the second quarter. 8 points for Dylan Clark, the 6'2 junior guard. 4 points for Brandon Berg, the senior. One stat that stood out, Brandon Berg with only 1 rebound there in the first half. And Powell County still able to stay fairly even on the glass. Of course, he went out with a second foul. And then you had 3 points for little Dylan Williams coming into the game. And failing to score was starter Aiden Larrison, who went out with 2 fouls early, along with Humble and Morgeson. So 10 for Edwards, 9 for Rose, 8 for Carter. Montgomery County led by Fawns with 13 points. And again, he hit a couple early shots. Then he went through a ring, a period where he missed 4 in a row, got sent to the bench, came back in the second quarter, made a pair of threes, made a pair of free throws, 13 for Fawns. Tyce Jarvis didn't score in the first quarter, got a couple of fouls, came back in, 10 second quarter points, along with 5 rebounds. He has 7 rebounds here at halftime. 5 points for Ethan Dunn. Again, he had 2 fouls, a couple of assists to go along with those 5 points. 3 for Isaiah Rowlett off the bench. Gentry had 2, took only 2 shots. Decker had 2, took only 3 shots. Decker did have 5 rebounds, a steal, an assist, and a block. And you had Dane Clutie, who came in, did not score. Cole Rose had a field goal for 2 points. So for the Indians, Fawns with 13 and Jarvis with 10 leading the way. We'll come back, a quick look at the other stats before the second half gets underway. We'll return to Powell County in 90 seconds.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. In that first half, as we're here at Powell County, Montgomery County was 14 of 29 from the field, made 7 of 16 threes after hitting only one of their first six. In fact, one of their first seven. So after that, they made six of their last 9 three-point shots in the half, 2 of 2 from the line. Powell County 14 of 34 and 3 of 9 from the three-point line. Now make that 3 of 8. They were 3 of 8 from the free-throw line. Montgomery County, a narrow 21-19 rebounding edge, and he had turnovers 8-3. Barcal, Kentucky headed to the Tax Slayer Bowl. I hope they. I don't want to see anybody die, but slay the tax people, right?
I like that. That's a great idea.
Tax Slayer Bowl. Hey, what do you think, Clemson? I think this is a tough matchup for Kentucky because Clemson really came on, didn't they?
Yeah, that's a fun one. And, of course, Clemson's been one of the best programs in the country for the last decade and a half. I went and watched them back in 2007, right, in the Music City Bowl when Kentucky and Clemson played. And, you know, let's just say that in the last 16 years we've made it to the same spot again. So maybe haven't had quite the same success, but it should be a fun one.
Yeah, it's tough to see some of these players that are opting out of the bowl games, though. You hate to see Davis not playing and others.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I guess over the last probably decade or so, the bowls have just been given less and less value to most people, and unless you're playing for the national championship, the playoff, it seems like a lot of the players just don't seem to care anymore.
I hate to see the 12-team playoff, though. I wish it had been an 8-team playoff. They could have gone to an 8-team playoff this year. I wrote a column in the paper this week. They could have gone to 18 playoff immediately. They could have announced it Sunday and played an 18 playoff very easily. I described how to do it, and nobody would have felt like they got left out. Best 8 teams, everybody knew who they were. Here is Dawson Gentry going on the left side. Lifts it up off the glass, good. And the Indians extend their lead to 39-34. Lineups are the same that started the game tonight. Dribbling out front is Carter, hands it off, and Brandenburg, a little push-off on Fawns. Now he's picked up by Gentry, can't get free. Brandenburg keeps the dribble, now he sends it back outside, driving in, and flipping it up and in on the left side with the right hand is Bryson Edwards. The sophomore has a dozen, 39-36. Now, okay, nobody was down to inbound the ball. Gentry had to race back and get it. Here's Dunn coming across the timeline. Dunn dribbling outside, goes over to Jarvis on the right side behind a Fawn screen, keeps a dribble, weaves and bobs, now he goes into the lane, flips it up and in. What an athletic move.
Strong drive.
41-36. Jarvis now with a dozen. Carter dribbling against Gentry, gets away from him, now gives off and going under, flipping it up and in. Edwards ran down the seam and got wide open. That was just the Indians got caught out of position there, and credit to a nice outside screen that left Edwards open. He's got 14. He leads all scorers in the game now. Here's Decker. Fawns, right side for a three. His three is good, and he got called for steps. I don't know if that's a travel or not right there.
That's one of those that I think should be but doesn't get called a lot, where a guy kind of catches the ball and jumps to get his feet set, but you don't see it called that often. Yeah. They did here.
Here is Edwards. Has to kill the dribble. Picked up by Evers. And there's Jarvis with the takeaway. Jarvis goes under and jams it. Jarvis with 14. The Indians back by 5. 43-38. 2 minutes into the second half. With Jarvis playing with determination now. Rose into the lane. Didn't take the shot. Gives off Larson. Goes in from 10 feet. Shot rolls in for him. So Larison with his first two, 43-40. And outside, Dunn launches a long three that's off the mark. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Powell County's ball.
Both teams have done a great job the first few possessions getting to the basket. That's maybe not a great shot by Dunn early in the possession, just pulling up from pretty deep.
So Powell County could tie with a three here. 5:40 to play third quarter. They set an out front screen, but Indians are able to fight through it. Now Larrison gets bumped by Dunn, and that's his third foul. Dunn a little frustrated, I think, after missing that shot the way he did. And, you know, players have to learn coaches, too. Coach Mays is really going to, he is going to get on everybody. Whatever you do, he's, you know, he's not one, I think, to figure out, well, I can get on this guy and not get on that guy. He pretty much, across the board, you do things that don't look very good out there. You're gonna hear a little wrath from over here. Here's Carter on the dribble right now. Brandenburg, a high screen. Carter goes the other way, gives back to Brandenburg. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Keeps the dribble, goes down the right side. Backs away and launches a three over Fawns. It's no good. And the rebound is taken and put back and up and in by Edwards. Wow. Edwards. He's a scoring machine right now, 43-42. Here is Gentry. Out on the perimeter, hands it off to Jarvis. Way on the right side, goes behind to Fawns. Screen. Backs up, fires a three. That's no good. Rebound. Fawns goes and gets it for Montgomery County. Trying to get back up for a shot, and he'll shoot two. Fawns knew he was matched up in there with two smaller guys. Larson gets his third foul. That's a good decision by Fawns, even with two guys on him, because they were smaller players, and the only way they're going to keep him from putting it in was by committing the foul. Fawns hits the free throw. He's got 14.
Yeah, they were slapping at the ball. He did a good job being strong and holding on to it and being able to get up the shot and draw the foul.
Fawns, free throw, up and good. He's made four in a row. He's got 15. Indians lead by three, 45-42. Powell is led by seven. Indians have led by five. Indians back to the 1-3-1. And they go down inside, and Hunter missing the shot. Oh, Jarvis with a block. And the jump ball will keep it with Powell County. Edwards got that ball, put it back up. But it was Larrison who got the block. Inside, they look, they look, they... We got a timeout taken by Powell County. They struggle to get it in. So at the 4:37 mark here in the third period, Indians with a three-point lead. Powell with the ball underneath, and we'll be back in a minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Coming out of the timeout, Brandenburg got it down the lane. It could have been 4 or 5 seconds, but he eventually got it in over Fawns. Almost fell down, too. And so it's a one-point game again. Brandenburg with 6 points tonight. Jarvis through the lane, over to Fawns, back out to Decker. Decker hadn't been able to get going offensively. Now outside Gentry for three. It is in and out. Fawns gets the rebound to Dunn, left corner for a three. It bounces in. Oh, he got the shooter's roll.
Caught every part of the rim twice, I think.
Dunn with 8 points. 48-44. 3:45 to go. Brandenburg, top of the lane. Gives over to Carter. Goes down inside. Making a move. Brandenburg put the defense, put it in. And he's kind of backed off a little bit there. I thought, fouls can play a part. Dunn was in there, and he wasn't going to reach in. Put his hand in the cookie jar. There's a push off out front. Jarvis able to hang on to the ball, though. Now Gentry. Here is Decker trying to bounce it into Fawns. It was kicked out of bounds by Brandenburg. Brandenburg looking at the official like he didn't do it. But he did. That was not a missed call. Had a pretty good angle on that one. Here's Dunn to get it in. Dunn looking. And here is the ball bounced into Decker in the right corner. Drives into the lane. Sends it back outside to Fawns. His three is no good. Might have been tipped. Battle for the rebound. Brandenburg gets it. Lead pass ahead. And Carter goes up and Fawns goaltended it. It'll be Carter putting it in.
Yeah, just Indians didn't get back on defense there. Fawns took the shot and just kind of stood there at the top of the key and got beat over the top.
So we're tied at 48 apiece, and there's a steal. The Indians turn it over, get it right back. An exchange of turnovers, then we get a foul. It's going to go against Larrison. And that's Larrison's fourth. Williams will come back in for Powell County. So Larrison comes out. Decker will inbound the ball. Here's Dunn with it for the Indians. Out crosses the timeline. Jarvis left side goes in. Lost a handle on the ball. It's lost out of bounds by the Indians. Jarvis got a little bump and lost a handle on it. Wanted to feed it off to Dunn inside. Lost it out of bounds. Powell County can get the lead back here with 2:40 to go, third quarter. Here is Carter. Carter backs away near the timeline. Goes on the dribble. Goes down inside. Backdoor cut. Going under. Missing the shot. Foul on Decker. Edwards will shoot two. Decker's second foul. So Edwards. Again. They list Edwards at 6 feet. I'm going to go about 6'1". And he is, I tell you what, he's a good offensive player. He has a good feel around the basket. Puts a free throw up and in. He's got 17. Started slowly tonight, but he has gained. And he's played really well in the defensive end, too. Edwards puts Powell County in front. Makes a pair. And the Pirates with a 50-48 lead. Yeah, what we got?
I'm not sure. We had ref was tapping his head, stopping the game, and do we have blood? I see Dunn's having to run off, so I'm guessing he's probably got some blood on.
Larrison, I think it's Larrison has the blood on. He left with a Powell County assistant coach. So, let's see what we got. I think they're giving Dunn time to get another jersey.
Yep, calling the teams back to their bench, it looks like.
So we get a timeout. We'll be back. Well, here, Dunn's coming back right now. Now wearing number 33. So Montgomery County with the ball, down by 2 and 2:30 left to play in this third quarter of action here tonight at Powell County.
Great job by the equipment manager having that jersey ready immediately.
Yeah. Here is Dunn. Dunn dribbling and lost it to Williams, and then Decker goes and forces a tie-up, and the Indians saves the possession for the Indians. Although they essentially lose the possession there. So Decker will inbound the ball, gets it to Gentry. Gentry hands back to Dunn. Now Decker. Decker spinning. Decker's gotten to where he really handles the ball well. Gentry a three, good. Dawson Gentry with 7 points, and the Indians regain the lead at 51-50. 2 minutes to play third quarter. We're in Powell County, William T. Orme Court. They bounce it to the left side of Brandenburg, three-point line. Rose, a long three that's no good. Fawns comes up with a rebound. Rose has, that's his first shot of the second half. Fawns goes through the lane. Little reverse layup on the left side is good. Fawns with 17. Indians back up by three, 53-50.
Yeah, he was very patient there, kind of waiting for it to develop, and no one stopped him, so he got to the basket.
Carter out front against Gentry. Carter under a five-second count. Nah, then the official There wasn't any separation, but the official noticed there was. Brandenburg inside, power move, and got away from Pons and puts it in. Brandenburg now with 10. 53-52, Gentry through the lane. Has to circle back out on the dribble, gives to Dunn. Clock at 105 in the quarter. Here's Dunn. Dunn working against Williams, over to Decker, drives. Gets a little bump inside from Carter. No call. Here's Gentry going through the lane. He flips it up and it doesn't go. He got bumped. Rebound by Edwards. Better be prepared for a bump, I can tell you. Inside, Carter pushed off and made the basket. Boy, Carter got away with a left arm into the body. And Powell County regains the lead at 54-53. Here's Dunn. He spins into the lane. Left corner to Gentry. Out to Decker. Decker dribbling around. Now here is Dunn, and he gets called for traveling. Turnovers have been costly for the Indians, and now here's Rose is going to come in for Dunn, just to give Dunn a little breather. And 26 seconds to go third quarter. Powell County with a 54-53 lead in the ball. They have the possession arrow, so it's a 2-for-1. They'd like to wind this clock down and take the last shot of the quarter. Gentry against Carter. Now little Williams takes it. Williams and Rose. And Rose is double-teamed and forces up a three in the corner. No good. And a rebound by Decker. And the quarter comes to an end. So, end of three. Powell County with a 54-53 lead as we enter the final 8 minutes when we return in a minute.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Indians have not been able to get to the free throw line tonight, Clark Howell. 4-for-4 through three quarters.
That's a good percentage, at least. Yeah, they've settled for a lot of outside shots, and even their drives, they're only getting to the free throw line and typically kicking it back out. So it got a little bit physical there maybe toward the end of that quarter, but they're going to have to be strong and I think attack the basket here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they only four fouls, two each way in that third quarter after a ton of fouls in the first half. So I don't know if the players backed off a little bit or the officials said, hey, let them go. Here is Rose, right side for a three that's short, and Gentry comes away with the rebound, brings it all the way off to Decker, who goes under on the left side, lays it up, and in the great finish by Brecken Decker. On the other end, they go quickly down, and boy, they get to Edwards right back at you. So the Indians fall back behind 56-55, and Jarvis misses the shot inside. Rebound by Powell County. A three is no good by Edwards. That one rattled around and came out. Indians with a rebound. Fons goes down. We got a whistle at midcourt and a foul that is going to go against Carter, his second.
Yeah, the Indians caught a break there on the secondary break. Edwards with a great look at three and just couldn't get it to go down.
Pirates by one. Indians with the ball. 7:15 on the clock. Fons takes it. Back cut by Decker, but the ball's on the floor. They battle for it. We get a jump ball, I think. Hope Decker's okay.
A nice play design there, but the pass was a little bit low for Decker to be able to gather in and go up.
Ends up being essentially a turnover on the Indians because they get the ball back, but the next possession will belong to Powell County. Decker drives through the lane, all the way in, puts it up and in off the glass, and drew the foul from Edwards, and that's Edwards' first. And an end-one opportunity for Brecken Decker.
That's the aggressiveness you like to see. Again, getting to the basket, getting the fouls. We talked about needing to attack in the fourth quarter here.
Indians back into the lead. Decker makes the free throw. Indians with a two-point lead. 58-56. 7:02 to play. Brandenburg hooks a pass to Rose down to Williams. Little guy on the left baseline. Doesn't want it in there. Cole Rose has him trapped. He gets out. Here's Rose driving in. Flips it up. No good. Hits the deck, and we'll get a foul. Rose kind of, he flopped on that one and got the foul call. And boy, Decker took a shot in the right eye. He's bleeding pretty heavily.
Now, I think Gentry got hit in the head. They might have crashed heads with each other.
And boy, Decker's got, he's going to have to leave the game. He's done. I don't think we'll see him again. He's headed to the locker room. I mean, there's a lot of blood out there. It's going to be Rose at the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws that could tie the game with 6:49 to go. Throws up and good. That's the first point for Rose here in the second half, his 10th in the ballgame. And he connects again. And with those two, we are tied at 58 apiece. Dunn with the ball. Goes behind the screen. Tries to penetrate. Loses the ball. Picked up by Jarvis down the baseline. Out to Gentry. And Gentry goes for the basket. Lays it off the glass. Good.
Great drive there.
Lawson did. Boy, he can finish around the basket with that left hand. He shoots with his right hand from the outside, but they say he's ambidextrous, really. And Little Williams goes in and rolls it in from the right baseline. Daylon Williams, I don't know how he got that one down. Ties it at 60 again. 6:10 to go. Here's Dunn out front. Williams on him. High post, Cole Rose. Rose looking. Bonds comes to get it. Bonds puts it on the deck, but Brandenburg with him. Bonds goes to the basket, missed his shot, but a foul on Brandenburg. And that'll be his third. Here's Fawn shooting two. Bonds was 17 tonight. Free throw good. 5:58 to play. Luke, taking his time, seems to be getting a routine down at the free throw line as he connects. And we're going to get a timeout. I think it's the Indians taking it. Montgomery County with a 62-60 lead and 5:58 left to play in the game. And we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room. And comfortable mattresses, plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
5:58 left. Clark Howell says Florida State should be in the playoffs. I have to get you on the radio. I need to get you guys in the studio anyway sometime.
You give me too much time to talk about that. I could go on and on.
Hey, there we go. Here is Falcon with the ball. Indians up by two. Montgomery County man-to-man defensively. Driving down in, going all the way is Carter. He got by. Gentry laid it in. 62-62. We go back and forth. Feel like you better score even with a long way to go. Collins going for the basket. Got fouled hard. Put it in anyway.
Great strong move.
Boy, Edwards was all over him. Didn't matter. Collins just went and put it in. Down inside. Shot is no good by Powell County's Rose, but the Pirates get the rebound. Brandenburg goes under and lays it up and in. Edwards. Edwards continuing to score around the basket. He's got 22. Bonds has 21. We're tied at 64, and Gentry walked there. Little misstep over there trying to get rid of the basketball. And of course, we've got, with Decker out of the game right now, makes it, there's a long three that's good. Jack Rose pulls the trigger on a long three and knocks it down, and the Pirates are up 67-54. Here is Dunn driving down, going for the basket. Big collision, no call. Dunn loses the ball. Powell County gets it, heads the other way. Here is Carter. Cut off. Brandenburg probably got away with a walk there when he got that ball. Rose loses it. Picked up by Gentry. Indians run. Gentry going to go all the way. Hooks it up. No good. Tipped in by Fawns. But we already have a foul call that will go against Carter that allowed Gentry to shoot two. Carter gets his third.
That's a good foul by Carter. I think Gentry would have had a pretty easy layup there. But Carter's making him earn it one.
So Dawson Gentry, Indians have got to make free throws down the stretch. Gentry puts it up and good. Gentry going for his 10th point of the night. Puts it in. Pirates lead at 1, 67-66. Here is Carter out front. Fawns is out there on him. He looks for a screen. Now Fawns releases and goes with Edwards. Here's Brandenburg trying to get it to Rose. Almost threw it away, but Carter gets it down inside to Williams. Ball loose and saved inbounds, but Williams gets it back. Wraparound pass put up. No good by Edwards. And the rebound, Gentry gets it on a run out. Gentry running, goes down and lays it up. No good, but got back. Oh, he palmed the ball. Wow. Oh, boy. If you call that palm, you can call palming every time.
That was just that high dribble that looks a little awkward, but I don't think his hand came under the ball at all.
Pirates get a big break there. We're down to 3:52 now. Powell County with a one-point lead. Indians will have to fight for everything they're worth to get out of here tonight with a win, I can tell you. There's Rose battling for the ball, and we're going to get a jump ball. It'll stay with Powell County, but Paul Rose tipped that ball away, and he and Brandenburg went down the deck for it to tie up. That could be a crucial play here late. Changes that possession arrow, but Powell County does keep it right here. Pirates look to get it in. They get it into Williams, right back into Rose. He walked, and then gets fouled by Fawns. He took both feet off the floor and backed up, trying to get his shot away.
Yeah, he got himself completely under the basket, and I think he got bailed out a little bit with that foul call. Didn't have much of a chance to make it from where he was anyway.
Rose is going to get two shots right here. Free throw is no good, and that's just poetic justice. One left. Puts it up, made this one, so it's a two-point game. 68-66. Dunn bringing it down. 3.5 minutes to play. Dunn in the circle. Driving. Williams, hands all over him. Fawns a three, right side. No good. Rebound. Rose gets called for the foul. That's his first.
Yeah.
Indians' third foul. So they have one to give before we get that bonus now with the new five fouls per quarter rule. Carter going for the basket. He walked, changed pivot feet, and they spotted it.
Yeah, a little delayed on the call, but they did catch it. Yeah, completely changed the pivot foot.
And now Ponce is going to, no, it's Rose going to go out. Rallet's going to come in. We might get a little offense-defense here with Rallet in the game. See if Rose comes right back in next time we get a chance if the Indians are on defense. Here's Gentry. Ponce, high post, off to Dawson. Dawson looking. Puts it on the deck. Oh, all over him. He gets under the basket. They knock it away and out of bounds. The Indians will play it, but here is Dunn. Put inbound down under the basket. See if the Indians can get something off of this inbounds. They look. Dunn has to float it out high to Jarvis. Over to Gentry. Gentry fires a three top of the key that's no good. And the rebound taken by Edwards. Gentry shot a little quick. Didn't really have his feet set very well that time. And so Powell kind of 2-point lead the ball. 2:43 to go. Cross-court pass, Jarvis almost had a pick, didn't get it. Now here driving for the basket and missing the driving layup, and it's out of bounds to the Indians on the miss by Rose. The Indians have come down with a chance to tie. 2:35 left.
Jarvis has been quiet for a little bit. I want to see if he's going to get himself involved here after that run he had in the second.
Here's Bonds. It's a screen. Tries to go on the baseline. Gets the Conference stepping out of bounds, and you'll step out of bounds when you get bumped and bumped and bumped along through there. Pawns gives it up on a turnover. Here's Jack Rose with the ball. Across the timeline. Pawns guarding him. Rose over to Williams. Trying to get free. Gives to Brandenburg, who has a smaller Dunn on him, but he's away from the basket. They'll give it back out front. We got 2 minutes to go. Here is Carter. Gives to Rose. Rose looking in. Again, Brandenburg against Dunn in there. That looks like a good matchup, but they don't go to him. Now they get it to him. Oh, he's in and lays it in.
Miscommunication there by the Indians. I think Dunn thought Jarvis was going to switch off, but both of them stayed to the perimeter.
We got a 4-point game. 1:38 to go. Again, a lot of hand checks. Fawns fires a three, no good, and the rebound by Edwards, and Indians are in trouble now because Powell County is going to force fouls. Here's Gentry committing the personal, his second. Well, this game will be an eye-opener across the 10th region because of Augusta having beaten this team by 25 points. We get a timeout taken by Powell County. We've got a minute 25 left to go, and we'll be right back here in just a minute.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Powell County, they're in the driver's seat. 4-point lead. Minute 19 to go. Indians are going to have to come out and foul. They're in a half-court trap, but Powell County just passing over the defense. They float around the basket to Williams, but he comes right back outside. Now they go inside to Brandenburg. He fans it over. Yeah, they're going to hold the ball. It's going to have to come foul. Unless they get a layup. And Powell County doing a good job right now in the four corners. Who do you want to foul? 53 seconds to go. He got a foul now. Williams gets fouled by Dunn, and that's his fourth. And that's only the Indians' fourth foul. Oh, it is the fifth, I'm sorry. Rick and his fifth, so it's Daylon Williams who will go to the line. And, of course, these are all two-shotters. Free throws up and good. He makes another one. The Indians need two threes in the last 49 seconds. Rallet is in the game, and he is a three-point shooter. And free throw is good. Boy, it hung on the rim and fell in. Indians down by six. Here is Gentry. Goes down the lane, flips it up off the glass. Good. So Indians get a quick two. 72-68. And now a foul by Gentry. It's his third. They'll send Rose to the free throw line. And Rose will be shooting two. Rose has 15 points tonight. Do you like the new rule? There's a free throw miss.
I'm getting used to it. I haven't decided yet. Give me halfway through the season, I'll let you know.
Missed the first. Missed the second, but the rebound taken by Brandenburg. Brandenburg crossed the lane and got that rebound, and now we get another foul on Gentry, and Rose will shoot two more. Gentry's fourth.
I mean, the Indians got what they needed with the two missed free throws, but you've got to get the rebound. You've got to have everybody going, boxing out and attacking the rebound.
That free throw is good. You can almost do. He wasn't going to continue to miss. Only 29 seconds to go. And this shot is no good, but again, they get the rebound. That one came off and kind of tough rebound to get. And then we get a foul on Dunn, and he'll be out of the game. And Val Caddy's going to get out of here with a win. Only 25 seconds to go. So it'll be Dane Flutie who will come in. At the free throw line. And Rose gets to shoot two more. Hurricane is going to take a timeout. This is more of a teaching opportunity than trying to figure out a way to pull a rabbit out of a hat. 73-68. And we can tell you we're getting an Amber Alert that's being passed along to us. And they're looking for a 61-year-old white male, 5'9", 200 pounds, named Bradley Price. And the Amber Alert is for a 10-year-old white female. Carl Barnett, 62 years of age, a white male, about 5'9", 180, gray hair and blue eyes, last seen wearing a white shirt and blue jeans and possibly a blue button-up. Missing for the last 4 hours. He's a dementia patient. If contact is made, or you can contact.
Transmitted at the request of the Kentucky State Police. At the request of the Kentucky State Police, the Kentucky Emergency Alert System is activated to assist in the broadcast of an Amber Alert. An Amber Alert has been declared. Repeating, an Amber Alert has been declared. Biological father left with juvenile in a 2000 Honda Odyssey silver gray in color with Kentucky plates 111 TJL and known direction of travel. Suspect Bradley Price, approximately 61 years old, white male. 5'9", 200 pounds. Bald with hazel eyes. Missing juvenile Zoe Price, approximately 10 years old, white female. 4'11", 90 pounds, medium build with shoulder length hair.
Coming back, 75-68 Powell County. Jarvis will shoot a pair of free throws here. He makes one. Only 19 seconds to go. Indians still down by six. Jarvis connects again. 75-70, and now we get a foul on Rowlett in backcourt. That'll send Edwards to the free throw line. Clock at 18.3 seconds to go. Edwards is 3 of 4 from the line in the game. He's got 24 points tonight. Came in averaging 19. Who's he? I call this guy a mountain sophomore. A post player who is undersized, but nobody seems to be able to stop him around the basket. That's Bryson Edwards. We get a timeout. 18 seconds to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
It's a six-point game and only 18 seconds to go. And if Edwards makes this free throw, I will not prolong the agony, folks. The game is over if he makes this free throw, and he's been pretty good tonight. Just not enough time left for the Indians to score three times. And the shot is good. Roll in. The Indians do throw long. They hand it off to Gentry, who comes down. They picked his pocket. Foul kind of gets it back. And Clutie comes and fouls. Well, you know, there's no point in call. I mean, Clutie went after him to foul him, but if you're going to call that an intentional foul, you're going to have to call too many. I mean, you to be consistent with that.
I mean, technically, when you're fouling when the game's over or trying to get back in it, it's an intentional foul. But that, I mean, that's so. There was nothing flagrant, not that that was a pretty weak call right there. Not that it's going to have any bearing on the game.
Free throw is missed by Dylan Carter. He'll have another one coming. And this one's good. 10 seconds to go, 78-70. That's the biggest lead of the game for Powell County. They had 7-point leads back early in the game. Waves who walk when he caught the ball. And then we get a whistle. Timeout taken by Powell County with 7.8. So we prolong the agony here, but well, I hope that Brecken Decker, that's nothing serious. Anytime you get something around the eye, you just never really know. But we'll keep it. Well, this isn't going to be a full timeout. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Jarvis fouls Dylan Williams as we come back with 6.8 seconds to go. And so the Pirates, they can push the lead to 10 points right here. Free throw is up and no good. Williams left it short. Little Williams has played well coming in here tonight. He's been good off the bench.
I've been impressed with him, 5'9", going, getting offensive rebounds, playing aggressive defense. He's keeping a lot of points or balls alive for him.
That free throw falls in for him. 79-70. Indians get it to Gentry. Gentry comes down, stops top of the key, fires a three that's in and out, and Williams got the rebound, and this one's over. So the formerly winless Powell County Pirates who came into this game 0-3 get the win tonight over the Indians, 79-70, and we'll be back to recap it for you after we step out a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Dan Manley and Clark Howell with you tonight here in Stanton and Powell County. We got to call this an upset, I guess, just because the Indians were 2-0, the Pirates were 0-3 coming in here, and Powell County really struggling in that last outing against Augusta, losing by 25. But again, on their home floor, I mean, this is a team that is going to win a lot of games probably here in particular. Because of the confidence level, I think they play with when they're at home and playing in region, so to speak.
Yeah, from the opening tip, I mean, they were really aggressive. They thought they were going to be in the game, and I think they came out thinking they were going to win this game. You saw them being willing to attack the basket. They played physical. They don't have a lot of size, but they didn't never back down. And clearly are a team that, like you said, is going to be tough at home. It's always hard to go into any 14th region gym and compete as a visiting team, and we saw that again tonight.
Let's check the individual scoring real quick. And for Powell County, hey, how about Bryson Edwards, Clark, 26 points for him tonight, 8 rebounds. What a nice sophomore.
Yeah, very impressive. You can tell he has a good feel for the game, gets the ball inside, can make a little move, a little head fake, and get pretty open looks. Just complete confidence for a young guy. Like you said, maybe a mountain sophomore, feels a little older than just a sophomore, but I think that's a name that people in the 14th region will be aware of over the next three seasons.
Then you have 16 points for Jack Rose, 15 for Dylan Carter, and a dozen for Brandon Berg. And in Edwards, Rose, and Brandenburg, they've got three scores. Boy, when you've got three scores, I leave Carter out of the mix because he's a guard. I think most nights he probably doesn't get as many looks as he did tonight. He's not going to shoot a lot. He just takes what – if you want to leave him open, if he can get open under the basket, he's going to score if he can score on a breakaway. But he's not the scorer. But when you've got three scores – the ability you have to spread the floor is pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Rose, you could see, definitely had an eye for – sometimes he'd just come down and knew he was going to take the shot. He had that confidence in both his shots and his drives. And I just felt like he was going to be able to get to the basket or get points on the board. And they've got great balance. And like you said, three guys who can score it, I think, probably on a nightly basis.
Dylan, Dylan Williams had 8 points in the game and two for Aiden Larrison, who started getting early foul trouble and play a lot. Montgomery County is led by, and again, leading the way for Powell County was Bryson Edwards with 26, 16 for Jack Rose, 15 for Dylan Carter, a dozen for Brandon Berg, 8 for Williams, and 2 for Larrison. For Montgomery County, they're led by Luke Fawns with 21 tonight. Fawns, and he had 13 in the first half, 8 in the second half, made all 6 of his free throws and had 3 3-point shots there in the first half. 16 for Tyce Jarvis. Dawson Gentry finished with 13 points, so 3 in double figures. 8 for Ethan Dunn. Decker was 7 again, didn't get many shots tonight, then got hurt. The Indians lost him at a crucial time in the game. 3 points for Rowlett, 2 for Rose, and Clutie played but did not score. We'll be back with the other statistics coming up in a couple of minutes.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
As we come back here, and boy, Powell County, they shot some free throws tonight, Clark. They made 12 of 18 in that last quarter. But one of the big things in rebounds, Powell County came on in the second half and rebounded the ball much, much better. And Coach Jason Mays is coming to join us right now.
Two of them.
And we'll go over the statistics and visit with him coming up here. We got to get my foot off of the court so that Coach Mays can have it. Hey.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
Yeah, we're here at Powell County. Coach Mays, welcome to the 14th region.
It's tough.
Isn't it always kind of tough to go on the road?
It's just tough to see your kids not play to a tenth of their potential tonight. You know, we just didn't show up. I thought we were ready. I mean, that's how bad a read I had on this team. I mean, they were mature. They weren't goofing off. They were locked in. They got ready early. I mean, I would have bet a lot of money they were ready to come out here and compete.
Yeah.
Now, do I think they had intentions of doing that? Absolutely, they did. And I love them. Gosh, I love them, and I'm proud. I'm still proud of them. But we didn't execute one single flipping thing tonight. Not one. We look like we haven't had a practice. We look like we haven't been coached. We look like we haven't done a defensive drill. We look like we haven't ran a play. I mean, it was just. I've been coaching high school for this my fifth year. That was one of the worst executed games I've ever coached. It was bad. And I am more to blame than anybody. But I just didn't have them. I swore I had them ready to play, I thought. But obviously I didn't. So You know, we just got a lot of growing up to do. We got a lot of kids that are starting to hear really positive things about our program. And I think tonight was a little bit of, they had started to internalize that and thought that they were deserving of a win before the game even started.
It happens.
I mean, they're young kids. So we're going to get back to work. I mean, this is a really tough week for us. And it just got exponentially tougher with this loss tonight. So,
what about Brecken Decker?
He's at CHI in Mount Sterling, and I'm getting ready to, when I hang up with you here, I'm getting ready to go check on him. He got a pretty bad gash above his right eye. He's probably the only one that showed up to play tonight, to be honest with you. I mean, he was everywhere. He still made a few mistakes defensively, but it was mistakes out of effort, not lack of effort. You know, and do I think our guys didn't want to win or didn't? No, it just, man, it also looked like we were just playing with 20-pound boots on, you know. We lifted yesterday, but it was a light lift. You know, I gave them off Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, because we went 7 straight days the week before, I just think that they still got to learn what competition looks like. I think they got to learn how to manage games and how to manage being prepared for a game. I mean, they don't know how to do that yet, and tonight's obvious of that. And so there's so many things we got to work on. But, you know, I knew coming in that we have talent, that talent, for the most part, was young. Brecken is an exception to that, where he's a senior and he's, you know, mature and he's starting to get life figured out, and he showed up tonight. He led. But these other guys, man, they got to learn that.
Do you not think, Coach, that a lot of times when you have good kids, most people as fans and a lot of times as coaches, you think, gosh, we've got good kids. You got to have leadership here. But is there a leadership void with this team, do you think?
You know, you have to accept risk when you lead. You know? And if you've never done that before, that's uncomfortable. And we have a lot of kids that only excel when they're comfortable. When I say a lot of kids, most of our team, they only excel when they're comfortable. And tonight, there was nothing comfortable. They got down from the tip. I don't know why they were so sluggish tonight, but they weren't comfortable and they didn't execute. So they let not being in a quote-unquote zone affect how they play. But, you know, I know this. I'd take them because they all are high-character kids, come from great families, and they're raised in a great community. We'll get it figured out. But anytime you have a process that's new, there's going to be failure. And we failed tonight. And guess what? That's okay. And we may fail the next 7 or 8 nights that we play. Now, I'll be in a mental institution if that's the case, but at the end of the day, it's still okay as we get this thing figured out. And what I can't let my mind deviate to is this is about February. You know, I mean, you could sit there and say this schedule is all about arriving in February. You could sit there and say, hey, we're going to be the best 500 team come February. And you can say all those things, which I have, before the game start. And now you're living it, tasting it, smelling it, and it sucks, you know. I mean, it's a sour taste, but it's also what I, to be honest with you, expected, you know. We just don't know how to manage games. We don't know how. I mean, Ethan Dunn, golly, there's not a sweeter, more positive kid in the world than Ethan Dunn. Like, I love Ethan Dunn. Ethan Dunn was on Pluto tonight. Don't know why, but he was.
You positive. You made of 11 of 11 free throws on the road.
Yeah, we got a new way of practicing free throws. I think is we're onto something. We do what's called pop a shot, where they each go 15 seconds and they got to make as many as they can. They don't do their normal routine. It's just boom, one right after, like you're at a pop a shot machine. And I got that from an NBA shooting coach. We tried it, and I think we're on to something there. So that a way to find a silver lining, Mr. Manley. I appreciate that.
Hey, second half, again, as things kind of went south, your team became more timid, didn't they? I mean, they out-rebounded you in the second half, which should not happen. with looking at the makeup of the two teams. But Palkane does have something, and who knows what happened in the first three games. Who knows what happens when they lose to Augusta by 25. But they've got three scorers, Coach.
They've got five seniors. They've got seven kids that played in at least 30 games last year. And I said this before we played Greenup. Guys, Greenup had six seniors. This team had five. I said, that matters. That matters. Now, they were not going to come in here and not compete. Like, Jack Rose, he's a great kid. Like, comes from a great family. His mom and my wife graduated high school together. The Edwards kid, I mean, great kid. Coach Martin's got high character kids. And high character kids ain't going to quit, especially at home against their county rival. You know, they're next to county rival. I mean, and I'm telling you something I've told our guys for 3 days now. And I was a fortune teller, I guess. You know, I mean, but, you know, I can't expect them. I mean, this game is on me 100%. I didn't have my team ready to play. I don't know why that was the case, but that was obviously the case.
Ballard tomorrow night, and over at Scott County.
Yeah.
And what about that game? Decker probably not available, I would imagine.
I think he's just getting stitches.
You think he may be available?
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know for sure yet.
Yeah. But, well, that's it. That's not a good game coming off of this one, or is it?
It probably is come February 15th. You know, it really is, to be honest with you. But, you know, it's also, you know, like getting your second COVID booster. You don't really want to do it, but, you know, if you're going to feel bad afterwards. But
it's odd.
Ballard's not typical Ballard. Ballard's lost four kids that are 6'7" or taller, all right? They had a lot of kids transfer. I don't know the circumstances. But they're going to press us all game long, which I actually sort of like because it'll force a tempo. And it'll hide our lack of execution in half court, okay? And it'll sort of allow Ethan to be who Ethan is, tempo-wise. So I'm actually okay with the way they're going to play us. You know, they're not the Ballard of old. Now, they may spank us tomorrow night, don't get me wrong, but that's a winnable game for us. I mean, don't think that it's not. It's a winnable game for us.
Two more things. Billy Hicks' death on Sunday night.
Yeah.
That puts a power over this tournament, doesn't it? I mean, it's going to be odd going in there.
Yeah, you know, I've been in a funk for 2 days now because of that. I mean, you know, I graduated Scott County High School, Dan, in 94. My high school coach is Billy Ray Reynolds. Billy Ray Reynolds was let go by a new superintendent named Dallas Blankenship. I didn't like the decision at the time. Next thing I know, he knew I had keys to the gym. So he said, we're interviewing this guy. We're going to offer him a job. Will you meet him afterwards? And it was Billy Hicks. So I'm one of the first people he met when he took the job at Scott County. He started basketball camp. I helped. It was just me and him the first day of camp, running camp. I let him go fishing in my mom and dad's backyard. You know, I went over to his house, and he would cook out all the time. And he was just a good guy. Billy was different. You know, he's very competitive. You know, he hit Scott County as the head coach there at the right time. You know, they were the largest school in the state for several years. But he comes from humble origins, you know, in Harlan County, Kentucky, in a little town called Everts. And he just never left it. He left Harlan County, but Harlan County never left him. You know, he always took it everywhere he went, you know. And I just feel for Ashley, his daughter. You know, I remember Tyler coming to our camps at Georgetown and growing up in the gym. You know, when I was coaching at Georgetown College, and he was tragically killed in a car wreck in 2012. I remember right where I was when I heard the news. I was driving. I wasn't too far from when the accident happened. And, you know, Billy's been through a lot, and I hated to hear of his passing. It was unexpected, obviously, but I hate it for, you know, Betsy, his wife. She's a retired educator there at Scott County, and then his daughter, Ashley. You know, what's funny is the last time we went there, it's my first year at Ashland. We weren't very good. We were about like we are right now, not ready to win games, not prepared. And they beat us by 30, and that was the game that he left to go see the birth of his grandson. He didn't actually coach. He said, okay, I think we got this game in the bag, and he left. And then, you know, so I was part of that experience. And then, you know, now that he just passed away, you know, we're going back, and so it's just sort of fitting, you know, Scott Kenny boy going back. You know, I don't know if my kids understand it a lot, but, I mean, I want them to play hard tomorrow just out of respect for Coach Hicks and the program he built at Scott County. You know?
Sometimes words like that, even when you think kids don't really understand, they understand more than you think they do, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. I hope so.
Clark Howell right here, Coach, who helped us tonight. Clark and his brother Troy are the guys that come up when you coaches, you don't like ratings very much, but they do the top 25 for Kentucky Sports Radio.
Yeah.
He's a Mount Sterling guy, tennis coach at Montgomery County High School, and he's half of the – and they have Great Crossing, number one in the state right
they
now.
They should. They're the most talented team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clark?
They're in this tournament this weekend, but, you know, Clark, I think we're ranked somewhere between 198th and 199th right now. So.
Hey, I'm going to let you go get with your team because of a Tuesday night, and or are you going to stay over here tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, it's crazy. That was my plan, but now I'm going to go to the hospital, check on Breck, and then I'm going to come back. So
we'll let you go check on him, Coach. Thanks a lot for
making
your way up here. We will see you tomorrow night at Scott County High School.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Coach Jason Mays, our guest, and we'll come back and wrap things up in 2 minutes.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Montgomery County shot the ball well tonight, 25 of 50, but here's the telling story. The Indians made 9 of 26 three-point shots, so they were 16 of 24. They shot 67% inside the arc. They just didn't get there enough, and hence only 11 free throws and 11 of 11. Powell is 29 of 58, 4 of 14, 17 of 28 from the line. And they end up out-rebounding the Indians 35 to 30. More importantly, 18 turnovers on the Indians, only 9 on the Pirates. So Pirates get out with a win. And, you know, I really think this is a pretty nice Powell County team. I can't imagine that they make – now I got to see Augusta, an Augusta team that beat this much by 25.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the Powell County. We mentioned they were 0-3 coming in. I think the three teams they'd played were a combined 8-1, so – you know, it was teams that were winning other games as well. They were definitely more impressive in person than I expected them to be. Like you mentioned, they had plenty of guys who can score. They came in with, you know, they were attacking the basket. They were coming in aggressive at the start. And, you know, the Indians just weren't ready for that today. And I think it'll hopefully be a good learning experience, something you can grow from. Like Coach Mays said, you know, if you go 500 in the year and you win the region tournament, then no one remembers any of those losses. But it's all about the process of getting better.
Yeah, Clark Howell, thanks a bunch. Appreciate you coming and helping us out. We'll do it again, I hope, sometime soon. And keep up your good work on that top 25. We'll be watching it. And again, If we can ever get Troy over to join us in Mount Sterling, we'll get you two guys on the air some morning when we have more time to talk about why in the world you would think Florida State. No. Things like that. It's fun to discuss, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And that's one of the fun things about sports is it gives people something to talk about and just, you know, helps build relationships. So high school sports, I think, does a great job of that, not only for the players, but for fans and community. And, you know, even though we didn't get the win tonight, I still enjoyed getting to be a part of this broadcast and just getting to be a part of high school sports in general.
Hey, Clark Howell with us tonight. That'll do it tonight. Thanks to Jeff West on studio control. And till we'll join you tomorrow night I'm trying to think if we got a six or 7:30 game. Tomorrow night, I think it's a 7:30 game at Scott County High School, the Indians against Ballard, and I hope you'll join us then. Tonight, Powell County 79, Montgomery County 70. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
With Pfizer, furnished by the American Lung Association.